Good afternoon, Doreen.
Good afternoon, Mercy.
So, how did the inaugural ceremony go?
Well, Mercy, it went on very well. Although we're a bit late, we were able to meet a good part of the program where the Minister of Health was the first lady. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the program, so she was very prominent. We had other ministers like the Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, personalities who came to engage education. Now, we all know that the Comfort Teaching Hospital has been in the news for the past few months over a lack of things and equipment and causing the death of innocent mothers and their babies who go to the facility to get health care. Now, this prompted the First Lady to seek funds and support from partners and then from her foundation, her Brenta Foundation, to make sure that mothers and babies are the facility to get the right treatment and service so that they do not lose their lives. So some partners and individuals came together to support the campaign. And then within 5 months, after 5 months of the campaign launched by the First Lady, this facility is now a reality. Now, what we have at the facility now is we have 9 birth and births, which initially was 2. We have 3 operating theaters, which was also 2 before. Now, I'll make a certain correction in the introduction we gave earlier. Before this, the mother and baby unit had 46 cords. Now, what they have now is 130 cords, not 30. They have 15 incubators as against 5 before. We have infant ventilators now. We have 2 now. We previously had none. They now have 11 pediatric beds, which was initially 4. Now, they also have filtered fresh air now at the new facility and an independent exposed delivery and social operation which is now in the new. A new change has been given to the mother and the unit of the Comfort Hospital. The First Lady in her speech was very grateful to the partners who came to support her.
Yes, Doreen, before we get to what the First Lady said, all these facilities available at this mother and baby unit, and 5 months to put the place operating, it must have cost quite a bit.
Yeah, it must have cost, it really did cost quite a bit, but we, as of now, do not know exactly how much the entire project cost. I cannot tell. If there was mentioned that because we got there a bit late, as I call, we got it later. I cannot give a definite figure of how much the project cost as of now.
And Doreen, the First Lady's Foundation must have got a bit of support from other sources. Can you tell us more on that?
Yes, like I mentioned earlier, the First Lady Foundation got support from the corporate world. We had a lot of institutions coming in. We were at the launch of the campaign earlier, and when the First Lady asked Conference Ghana to come in to support her, we had a lot of them came in as a private function to come and support them. I cannot give names right now, but we know that a lot of them came to support the campaign.
And so, yes, and so, Doreen, can you tell us what the First Lady said at the ceremony?
Like I said earlier, she was really excited to have been able to achieve this within the short time. But 5 months is really a short time to have come up with this new phase to the mother and baby unit of the Comfort Teaching Hospital. She thanked donors and asked that this should continue so that other hospitals or health facilities which need support get the needed support to save lives. This is what you have to say.
From all over the country, there was an outpouring of indignation and outrage, anger, and shame that we had done this to ourselves. The vulnerability of our mothers and children had exposed our vulnerability as a people. That was when I knew that we needed to act. Our 2 fundraisers in Accra and Kumasi, in collaboration with the multimedia group, galvanized the whole country. Immediately, the outpouring of anger gave way to an outpouring of giving, equipment, supplies, checks, cash, mobile money transfers for the project. Women, men, corporate bodies, and even children sent in their contributions. Too often, we get excited by new things, but all too often we neglect to keep it looking new. Today we are all proud of what we see, or we shall see very soon. Will the children who are born in this facility today come back to have their own babies in a well-maintained facility? We need to answer that question today and not tomorrow. I wish to state that the Rebecca Foundation will provide the hospital with every support to ensure we maintain this facility. The Rebecca Foundation is committed to the welfare of women and children in the areas of health, education, and economic well-being of women. We have started a number of initiatives to address social issues in these areas. We are currently supporting Kolebu to build a hostel for parents of children receiving cancer treatment. Our next project under Rebecca's special initiative is the construction of an intensive care unit at the children's block of the Kolebu Teaching Hospital in February. I'll be calling on all of you to help the foundation do this.
Yes, Doreen, we just heard the First Lady. And you did mention earlier the Minister of Health's presence, also an important personality. What did he say?
Now, the Minister of Health, Kwaku Adumamimi, was also pleased. He also thanked the partners who supported the First Lady to come out with this project. And he asked the hospital facility authority to make sure that the facility is maintained. You know that Ghana has a problem of maintaining facilities. So he was very, very strong on this point. He asked the hospital authority to make sure that after every few months, they assess the facility and make sure that it's in good shape to save lives. Now, one thing he also said was that the facility has been named after the late mother of Osunoko Osei, Nana Ekia-Kobisewa, and Nana Ekia-Kobisewa, the Minister of Health.
What you are witnessing this morning and the commissioning of the center seems to me the first very major significant project that has been given, donated to the health sector in this country by the Rebecca Foundation, headed by her First Lady, Mrs. Rebecca Akufo-Addo. Excellency, we can't hide our joy. We are so happy, and we can only make assurances and promises to you. You toiled, solicited, visited, supervised, you talked, gave instructions, did all that you could do to let us realize a dream that you came up with. If you should come back in 6 months, 1 year, and we do an assessment, and you have failed us, it will mean that you have killed the spirit and the vim the First Lady is moving. So the rest of us in the country, also manage other facilities, will not benefit from her largesse. So, Konfanochi board, the chairman, the CEO, I want us to come and do an assessment almost every quarter to make sure that the facility will continue to be in the state as it is as we move along.
And that was the Minister of Health. So, Doreen, is there any further thing you'd like us to know?
Well, we also spoke to some of the patients or mothers or pregnant women who are going to benefit from the project, and they were very happy that the First Lady had come to their aid. They spoke to her, and one of them said, the next time when she intends to get there, she wants to be placed at that facility so that she can enjoy everything new in that facility. That's all for me.
Thank you, Doreen Apofo, our correspondent at the newly inaugurated and constructed mother and baby unit of the Konfanochi Teaching Hospital.